All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here watching the offensive line, defensive line one-on-ones for the Wednesday morning practice for the East team. Not in pads, but still get to see these guys in action.
Scott Fallone there, Rutgers, a guy who wasn't even on the radar screen prior to the year. High effort guy. Doesn't have the great physical skills, but you see he plays hard. There's McLeod of Florida State just destroying the former Penn State center. A lot of push up the field. Not a great athlete, but a guy that flashes penetration. Here's a guy from Georgia Tech that I think has looked good the past 2 days, Isaiah Cross. Quick off the snap, was held pretty good there by Watford of James Madison. Watford of James Madison, number 70 there, one of the better zone blocking linemen in this year's draft. Never mind here at the East-West game, but the entire draft. Small school guy, highly rated.
Watford's a guy we've been following as a North Philly guy and being trained by Trey Thomas, the former Eagle, and that's David Bass, who has had a very good week here. I think he's really opened some eyes.
Natural pass rusher. You saw him use his hands there, plays low with leverage, got off the block of Nick Speller from Massachusetts, who's had a pretty good game this year, pretty good practices today, I should say.
Interesting here to see C.O. Moore getting some pass rush reps. He's a linebacker out of UConn, but maybe profiles as a 3-4 outside linebacker?
That's exactly what they're looking at. There you see number 96, James Francis of Maryland, a guy that's got terrific power, an undeveloped game, but he's got NFL body. You just saw him destroy the center from Cal PA, crush there. A lot of push up the field. Guy that can play as a 4-3 tackle or a 3-4 nose.
Jordan Devy at left guard right now. I think he played all four positions along the line at Memphis, not counting center. So he's a versatile guy going up against the defensive tackle from Maryland.
The defensive tackle from Maryland, the guy who is a Joe Villano, who he doesn't have the NFL measurables. He doesn't have the great size or speed, but he just plays. He's got a high motor. And a guy that won't get drafted but will somehow find his way onto a roster. Here you see Villone. On the edge against Teron Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff, who's been terrific the past 2 days. Good technique there, bends his knees, gets his hands up, really does a good job protecting the quarterback. Armstead's a guy to keep an eye on.
He's been one of the talks of the Shrine Game practices this week. That's Mike Catapano, the Princeton product, who I think has also been a little bit impressive, bigger than I think people might have expected from an Ivy League guy.
And here we go again with Cross of Georgia Tech against Leon Johnson. Johnson from South Carolina does a good job. Not a strong guy, but a good technician, as you saw there. Bends his knees, gets his hands up, and basically out-positions Cross from the play. Again, here's Francis. Just look at the push he gets up the field. Doesn't have that great first step, but he's got tremendous power. Keeps his feet driving up the field. And again, just knocks Stankiewicz of Penn State off the ball, 5 yards deep into the backfield.
Let's watch Earl Watford here again, the left guard.
Good job there against McLeod of Florida State. The thing about Watford is, does he have the power to play at the next level? He's got the athleticism. He's got the movement skills. He's able to shut down McLeod there, do a good job.
David Bass now against Nick Speller, the tackle from Massachusetts, and just gets inside him.
Yeah, tremendous quickness, movement skills. You could see he's more than just an edge rusher. You saw the inside move there, the ability to use his hands and push the blocker aside. Here's a guy, he's got a combine invitation. He's probably moved into the early part of the last day. Some good combine times, 40 times. Third round isn't out of the question. Pass rushers go early in the draft.
What is the range that you're going to see the guys at this East-West Shrine game go? Are we talking maybe a few second, third rounders to mostly undrafted?
Depends on the position. I think we're watching the line play here, and the line play for the East is very good. You got a lot of good picks here. You could see some guys sneak into the third round. The kid from Missouri Western, maybe Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Probably more fourth-rounders. Francis of Maryland, if he turns in some good workouts, a big defensive lineman like that. I don't think the late third round is out of the question, but I think you're looking at about a bunch of fourth and fifth rounders, especially from the line. The line play has been very impressive for the East squad the past 2 days.
Chance that maybe the Penn State linebacker Gerald Hodges is among the highest drafted guys here?
Possibly. He's got to put together some good workouts. I think he was kind of non-existent yesterday. I'd like to see him turn it up a bit today. But he is a good player. He's a good athlete. He's a three-down defender. Doesn't have the great size, but a guy that's solid against the run, and you can leave him on the field on those third-down passing situations, third and five, third and six. He's not a liability in coverage. Again, Francis, you just see the tremendous push up the field, just driving his opponent off the ball. He's not a playmaker, but he's a guy who can collapse the pocket. He's a guy that can occupy the gaps and allow his teammates to make plays. And despite the fact he made a good play, he's getting screamed at by the coaches because of poor technique.
A couple reps ago, we saw Catapano make mincemeat out of R.J. Dill, the tackle from Rutgers, and a solid job there from T.J. Johnson. But we close up the O-line, D-line one-on-ones here from the Wednesday morning practice at the East-West Shrine Game. Tony Pauline and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.